श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Prescribed Duties for Mankind, Chapter number 15, Narad and Angira Instruct King Chitraketu, verse number 17, 18 and 19. So we decide 19th. अनुग्रहाय भवत प्राप्ताव आवाम इह प्रभो ब्रह्मण्यो भगवद् भक्तो नावासादितुमर्हसि। अनुग्रहाय भवत प्राप्ताव आवम इह प्रभो ब्रह्मणयो भगवद् भक्तो नावासादितुम् अर्हसि। अनुग्रहाय भवत प्राप्ताव आवम इह प्रभो ब्रह्मणयो भगवद् भक्तो नावा सादी तुमर हसी। माताजी, अनुग्रहाय जस्ट टू शो फेवर भवता टुवर्ड यू प्राप्तौ अराइव्ड आवाम वी टू इह इन दिस प्लेस प्रभो ओ किंग ब्रह्मण्य वन हु इज सिचुएटेड इन द सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ भगवत भक्त एन एडवांस्ड डिवोटी of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, not. Avasaditum, to lament. Arhasi, you deserve. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we will read translation of 17, 18, 19 together. Translation. Angira said, "My dear king, when you desired to have a son, I approached you. Indeed, I am the same Angira Rishi who gave you this son. As for this Rishi, he is the great sage Narad, the direct son of Lord Brahma. My dear king, you are an advanced devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To be absorbed in lamentation for the loss of something material is unsuitable for a person like you. Therefore, we have both come to relieve you from this false lamentation, which is due to your being merged in the darkness of ignorance. For those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, to be affected by material loss and gain is not at all desirable." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Several words in this verse are very important. The word Mahapurush refers to an advanced devotee and also to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha means the Supreme, and Purusha means person. One who always engages in the service of the Supreme Lord is called Mahapaurushika. Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit are sometimes addressed as Mahapaurushika. A devotee should always aspire to engage in the service of advanced devotees. As Sri Narottam Das Thakur has sung, "Tandera charan sei sevi bhakta sanevas janme janme hoy ei abhilash." A devotee should always aspire to live in the association of advanced devotees and engage in the service of the Lord through the parampara system. One should serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the instructions of the great Goswamis of Vrindavan. This is called Tandera Charan Sevi. While serving the lotus feet of the Goswamis, one should live in the association of devotees, Bhakta Sane Vas. This is the business of a devotee. A devotee should not aspire for material profit or lament for material loss. When Angira Rishi and Narad saw that Maharaj Chitraketu, an advanced devotee, had fallen in the darkness of ignorance and was lamenting for the material body of his son, by their causeless mercy, they came to advise him so that he could be saved from the ignorance, from this ignorance. Another significant word is Brahmanaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sometimes addressed by the prayer Namo Brahmana Devaya, which offers obeisances unto the Lord because he is served by the devotees. Therefore, this verse states Brahmanayo Bhagavad Bhakto Navasiditum Arhasi. This is a symptom of an advanced devotee, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. For a devotee, an advanced self-realized soul, there is no cause for material jubilation or lamentation. He is always transcendental to conditional life. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर किंग, यू आर एन एडवांस्ड डिवोटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। टू बी एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन लैमेंटेशन फॉर द लॉस ऑफ समथिंग मटेरियल इज अनसुटेबल फॉर अ पर्सन लाइक यू। Therefore, we have both come to relieve you from this false lamentation, which is due to your being merged in the darkness of ignorance. For those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, to be affected by material loss and gain is not at all desirable. Hare Krishna. So we have read in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam how Maharaj Chitraketu was lamenting when his baby died. His lamentation was very heavy, so much so that he was almost unconscious. Having tears in his eyes, his legs would not work, he couldn't walk properly, he would fall, he will require support, and his mind was very disturbed, he couldn't think anything clearly. And during that time, Angira Rishi and Narad Muni visited King Chitraketu. It is not easy to talk to a young father whose small baby just died in front of the dead body. Many people, when they visit the house of a person who some near dear one has died, during that visit they don't talk anything. They just go, sit there, fold their hands and come back. Right? If it is marriage or birthday, they talk so many things. Because people don't know what to talk. People don't have concept of death. They don't have concept of soul. So what will they talk? So you see all silence there. And to talk to a person whose small child's dead body is right in front of him and is falling unconscious, it's not easy. So Angira Rishi and Narad Muni, they both came at that time when talking to Chitraketu was not easy. Chitraketu, difficult job. Try it out sometime. And not only they appeared at that time, but they spoke few words by which Chitraketu felt relief. He felt hopeful that there is something else in life. Before hearing, by seeing the dead body, he thought, my life is finished. am finished. Nothing more. But after hearing from Angira Rishi and Narad Muni, he felt little hopeful. He started thinking. And he was happy to have such guests in his house. This is the job of a sadhu. To talk to people, especially who are in distress, suffering. And believe me, there are enough customers. In fact, every single person is in distress. He is suffering. And relieve their distress by words of truth, not by false condolences, not by sympathy, not by putting our hands on his shoulder. Don't worry, sabke saath hota hai. But by speaking truth, bitter truth of life, that this is illusion. And we have to cut the illusion. Generally, when one is distressed, people show sympathy and cry with the person. That is not empowering. It's like this. One person falls in the well and he can't come out and he is crying. And you come across that situation. And you say, don't worry, I will also give you company, and you also jump in the well and you both cry. That is called giving sympathy. Hum aapke saath hain. We both are in the same well. That is not empowering. What we have to do is throw a rope. Tell him, stop crying and hold the rope. Your tears will not get you out. But catching a rope will get you out. That is called giving transcendental knowledge. Imagine you go to your orthopedic doctor. You say, doctor, since so many days I have a back pain. Doctor says, toh kya hua, mere ko bhi back pain hota hai. Will that help you? I am not giving an example, this is a real story in Hinduja Hospital. We went for a free treatment. And because it was free, doctor advised like this. Say, mere ko bhi hota hai, kabhi kabhi chala jayega. But if the doctor prescribes medicine, he says, 7 days you will be okay. Then you feel empowering. On the same day you start doing those things which you were not doing all the days because of the backache. Knowing well, in 7 days I will be okay. I can jump around. Right? Without taking the medicine, just with the prescription in the hand, a person feels, okay, I am better. That's empowering. So sadhu should speak truth. Not false statements which are prevalent in the material world. Even if it is bitter, but that will empower. That will give hope to a dying person. And that happened with Chitraketu. He felt hopeful. He became little clear and he understood, my guests are very great personalities. But who are these guests? He couldn't identify. So he asked them, my dear sir, Please reveal your identity. Who are you? An avdhuta traveling over the planet for the welfare of the masses. But which one? So he requested that introduction. And then Angira Muni replied with this word and a word before, introducing himself as Angira Rishi. He said, "My dear king, I am Angira Rishi. I have met you earlier when you had approached me for a son. At that time, Chitraketu didn't have a son. And I had actually given you a son." See, Chitraketu forgot his face because he was in so much distress. And Angira Rishi was dressed also like Avadhut. And he said, "This my partner is Narad Muni, the great sage Narad Muni, the great sage, the son of Lord Brahma. And my dear King Chitraketu, we have come to you for a purpose. You are such a great person. You are such a great devotee of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahapurush Gocharam. But you are crying. Crying like a small boy who lost his toy. So we came here to free you from this cry, from this lamentation. Because an advanced devotee crying for a loss of a material relation doesn't suit him. It's like you go to somebody's house and you see the father crying. And you say, "My dear friend, what happened?" He said, "You know, my child's toy broke." He said, "The child cries, I understand. Why you are crying? A mature person should not cry over such a small loss." Right? So if an ordinary person cries for a material loss, okay. But if an advanced devotee not just cries but goes deep into lamentation, that is not okay. This doesn't mean a devotee doesn't cry when a relative dies. A devotee is not a stone. It is a very big misconception that sadhu means stone. Kuch farak nahi padta hai. In fact, sadhu is most soft-hearted. Even after hearing the whole Bhagavad Gita, during the war, Arjuna cried over the death of Abhimanyu. He heard Bhagavad Gita right from Krishna. Just 10 days back. But he cried over the death of his son, which is a natural affection. So crying is okay. That's fine. We are not stones. But having so much lamentation that you can't perform your duties, that is not fine. Arjuna cried for Abhimanyu, but next day morning, he was ready for Mangala Arati. He was ready with his bow and arrow to worship the Lord on the battlefield. Right? That was his service. So King Chitraketu is such an advanced devotee, he is not expected to behave in this manner. There is a material loss, the child died, there is a loss, there is cry, there is tears, there is distress, fine, but overcome it with your knowledge and continue your duties. The dead body has to be cremated and the affairs of the kingdom has to continue. How long one can just sit and cry? An advanced devotee and great devotee, a Mahapurush, there is Purush, there is Mahapurush, there is Uttam Purush. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there are two types of living entities. One are fallible and one are infallible. Fallible are those jivas who commit mistakes, who are prone to fall down, conditioned jivas. Infallible are those who do not commit mistakes. Fallible and infallible. Krishna belongs to which category out of these two? No, he doesn't belong to both. Krishna says, I am also there, Krishna, Arjuna, but I am neither this nor that. I am beyond both of this. I am Purushottam. I am the Supreme Person. Yeah, Krishna is infallible, but that is not his complete address. That is not his complete characterization. He is beyond infallible also. He is Purushottam. He is the best. He is the supreme. He is Param, highest. In fact, there cannot be any comparison between Krishna and Jiva. Any comparison between Krishna and Jiva is insulting to Krishna. We can't compare. He is beyond. Pare. Like we can't compare tomato and potato. We can compare two tomatoes. Ye achha hai, ye achha nahi hai. This is better than this. This is smaller than this. This is redder than this. We can't compare one tomato and potato. Don't gel. So we can't compare Krishna and Jiva. They don't gel together. We can't compare the bulb and the sun, even though both are sources of light. We can't compare. If I say the intensity of light of the sun is more than the bulb, is it true statement? Yes. But is it good to make such a statement? No. If I say to a lady, Aishwarya Rai, you are more beautiful than the pig, is it true statement? Seemingly yes. But is it good to say like this? You know, you should not insult pigs. Oh, sorry. You should not insult ladies like this. So Krishna is beyond. He can't be compared. He is not one among us. Sometimes you will hear people say, Krishna came in this world and he did like this, he danced with other girls and he killed his own Kansa mama and this. The whole assumption is Krishna should be like us. We don't do this, so he should also not do this. This is comparison. And it is insult, it is offensive. We should not compare Krishna with us. What we are supposed to do, he also should do when he comes here. It's not compared. Krishna is beyond. Keep him separate. Don't compare. So we come back to Mahapurush. Advanced soul. Maha means great. Not ordinary. Like Mahaprasad. See, immediately smile on the face. Just by hearing. Why? Because it's great. Not ordinary. Prasad anyway is great. But we already have Prasad and Mahaprasad. Ordinary Prasad and Mahaprasad. So Mahapurush is a great person. Advanced person. Chitraketu is such Mahapurush. Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, Narad Muni, the Mahajans, the Goswamis, they are great personalities. Why they are great personalities? Because they do great things. What great things they do? They chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They eat prasadam. They read Bhagavatam. Is this great thing? Reading, singing. Reading, singing is not great. But they are doing great activities for, they are doing small activities for Krishna. They are chanting. That is not great. They are chanting Hare Krishna. That is great. Reading a book is an ordinary activity. But reading Bhagavatam is great activity. So great thing means serving great person. We become great by serving great. Not by doing something extraordinary. It may be cleaning the temple, but it is great. Why? Because Krishna's temple, a great person's house. Cleaning 5-star hotel, not great. Even if best cleaning sweeper, even if the sweeper gets Nobel Prize in cleaning, but not great. Why? Because it doesn't belong to great person apparently. So great person means great service, and great service means serving Krishna. The job profile is not what to be judged. Who is getting pleased by it is to be judged. That is great. When by my action there is a smile on Krishna's face, that action is great. So we become great by serving great. But in this world, people don't become great. You know, the biggest obstacle in doing great is doing good. People are so much busy in doing good things, they don't get time to do great things. Going to school, earning a degree, having a job, marrying, producing children, giving vote in election, helping the needy people. These are good things. Good things or not? But people are so busy with these good things, they don't get time to great things. You tell anybody outside, come for Mangala Arati, oh Prabhuji, late night job. And in the morning, not possible. Why? Because I'm busy. Busy with what? Good things. So the biggest obstacle to do great is to do good. Amazing, right? So we have to stop doing good things. That means you do bad things. Stop doing good things and start doing great things. So advancement in spiritual life happens by serving great personalities. Those who are absorbed in Krishna's service, Uttamas, Mahapurushakas, then a jiva gets advanced. By that Krishna is pleased. And by such serving great personalities, our taste in Krishna consciousness increases. Vasudev Katha Ruchi. By serving Mat Seva, by serving the great devotees who are free from all vices, we get Vasudev Katha Ruchi, we get Ruchi, we get taste in the holy name of Krishna, in the chanting of holy name of Krishna, in the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Spiritual life begins by serving great souls. By serving great souls in the association of like-minded devotees. Bhakta Sanevas, Narottam Das Thakur says, that we should serve the Goswamis in the association of devotees. We should serve great personality in the association of like-minded souls. Just like Prabhupada has made ISKCON. ISKCON is to serve Prabhupada, his mission, in the association of like-minded devotees. That's perfect. So we should do that. And marathon is coming. If I speak a lecture without marathon at this time, it would be injustice. Prabhupada made this program for book distribution. That is great service. 5,000 years before Vyasadeva, he sat in meditation. And he saw the future. Future Kali Yuga, lakhs of years in future. And he saw people will be lazy, misguided, apathic, disinterested in spiritual life, unhealthy, less age, less memory, almost animals. So at that time Vyasadeva thought, I should do something for the upliftment of the whole mankind. And what did he do? He had several options. He can go take a tour of all over the planet and uplift people by speaking. He can make a website so that people visit and... Don't think Vyasadeva did new website. We are more greater than him. We know websites. Or he can make a CD. But what did he do? He sat and wrote books. For whom? For next lakhs of years. Was there printing technology that time? No. Was there distribution transportation technology that time? No. Still he wrote books. That was his plan of upliftment of whole Kali Yuga, to write books. So in the line of Vyasadeva, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada came and they carried the same plan forward. Same books they translated, they published, they printed and Prabhupada arranged to distribute it. It's Vyasadeva's plan, 5,000 years going on. This book distribution is not new. It started with Vyasadeva's vision that in Kali Yuga, if I write books, people will get uplifted. So same plan is moving forward. And we have an opportunity to do great service of great acharyas by taking this plan further, by giving these books out to anybody and everybody. And request them, my dear sir, please read. This is for you. This knowledge is worth millions of dollars. But we are giving you in only 100 rupees. When we distribute, we should know that what we are giving is much higher than value than what they are going to give us. It is not salesmen where equal value transaction happens, or a beggar where higher value transaction happens. This is a service to our acharyas, where a very great value we are giving and we are taking very less value. We are giving them $1 million knowledge. We are giving them a diamond at the price of a stone. It's for their benefit. So that is great service in the association of devotees. And we should do that. Very important. We should do hard work. Krishna is very clever. He wants to see how much pain we are ready to take for Him. Then only He will allow us entrance in the spiritual world. So our devotional service is by associating with devotees and serving advanced devotees. These advanced devotees have one particular nature, that they always serve Krishna 24 hours. So Krishna is very pleased with them. So in return Krishna wants to serve them, but they don't take service. They don't ask anything to Krishna. And Krishna is thinking, how I can serve my devotee? But the devotee is not taking service. So serving such people, such devotees, remains in Krishna's pending task list. He wants to serve them, but they don't take service. They are happy just by serving. So Krishna's task is pending. And in this situation, we come in between and serve this devotee, even by giving a glass of water, which he accepts. He will not accept a glass of water from Krishna, but he accepts from us. And Krishna says, "Arey, mera kaam kar diya. It was in my task list to serve him, and he did it. Very good boy, and he blesses us more." Even in ordinary, if I do somebody's work, He will be happy with, mera kaam kar diya. So to Krishna's work, fulfill Krishna's desire of serving His advanced associates, He is very pleased. More pleased than you give a glass of water to Krishna. Because you have thousands of glasses anyway. He is more pleased when you serve His devotees. That is the secret of getting Krishna's mercy. To become servant of servant of servant of servant of His devotees. Das, 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 anudas. Servant of Krishna. So one should do that. So Chitraketu is on such a high level, but seeing him lamenting, Angira Rishi and Narad Muni visited his house. Out of their causeless mercy, they may omit and go somewhere else, but they came because he was in distress. And to relieve their distress is the job of a sadhu. A sadhu is para dukha dukhi. Seeing others' distress, a sadhu feels distress. So he goes, extends his hand to speak to the person and relieve his distress. Like Daksha, when his 10,000 and then 1,000 sons were made brahmacharis by Narad Muni, he was in deep distress. And who goes to preach to Daksha in that distress? Narad Muni again. We would say, "Arey, kisi aur ko bhejo, tumhara nahi sunega." But Narad Muni took that risk. He knew he is angry on me. But Narad Muni has a burning desire of preaching, and he can't leave any person in distress. Because in distress, a person preaching is more effective. So Narad Muni went and gave his association to Daksha, even though he cursed him. In distress, people listen more effectively. You should know this. So we should extend our hand and speak truth. Speak the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Angira Rishi and Narad Muni came to speak to the lamenting Chitraketu. A devotee is not supposed to lament on a material loss or be jubilant on a material profit. Because a devotee's state is much beyond this material sense object. An ordinary karmi hankers after sense objects and cries when the sense objects are not available or are lost. But a devotee is not like that. A devotee is santust, very satisfied. Whatever Krishna provides, he is happy with it. If Krishna provides a car, that's fine. And if Krishna takes away the car, that's fine. Not that if the car comes, he is very jubilant. If the car goes, he cries like anything. No, he continues his service. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kanchati. No hankering, no lamentation. That's for ordinary souls, not for advanced personality. But if an advanced personality like Chitraketu becomes weak in a situation like death of his child, the Angira Rishi Narad Muni rushed to support him, to speak to him, to relieve him from lamentation, to give him strength and to remove his weakness. We should learn, if we find some of our friends in Krishna consciousness becoming weak due to sense objects, we should not tease, criticize and laugh, but we should rush to provide support and empower an individual to overcome his weakness and to continue to fight with Maya. All devotees who in sadhana are fighting with Maya. And if one soldier sees another soldier of his party getting wounded, what does he do? Laugh, tease, criticize, bakwas, pagal, atane. No, he just puts him in the ambulance, says, jalo jalo, theek ho jao jaldi and come back and fight. So we should not criticize somebody having an accident or having weakness or laugh at it. It will come back to us. When you are in bathroom, you don't laugh on somebody who is unclean. He is in bathroom, that means he is unclean and he came to become clean. You can't say, dekho dekho ganda ganda. I am in the bathroom to clean, so we in ISKCON have come to clean ourselves. And everybody has dirt. Somebody has his own face, somebody has his own stomach, somebody is visible, somebody is invisible. We can't criticize. We should lend support, should offer a soap, to clean nicely. So in that way, a community of Vaishnavas can deal and help each other. Alone, everybody is weak. Chitraketu became weak. But Angira Rishi and Narad Muni, by their causeless mercy, they are rushing towards him so that he overcomes his weakness. And we have seen, and we will see in the few chapters, few verses, he overcame his weakness in such a way that he got direct darshan of Krishna, Sankarshan. That's great achievement, to directly meet the Lord and talk to him face to face, see his beautiful form. So that should be how a community of Vaishnavas, to help each other to overcome their weakness, united in the war against Maya. So we should learn that. Okay? We will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we may take. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. With my humble respects to Angira Rishi, I carry a feeling that while he gave benediction to Chitraketu, when he gave benediction of son to Chitraketu,
you will hear that tomorrow in the next verse. Huh? tomorrow's verse.
Yeah. So let me complete, Prabhu.
Okay. Sorry.
When he gave benediction to Chitraketu, he suppressed some facts. That means he did not clearly explain to him that you will get a son but he will die. He simply said, your son will be the cause of jubilation and lamentation. So had he informed him clearly that in your forehead son is not written, so don't aspire for a son. Instead, accept Krishna as your son. He would not have, his miseries would not have been compounded, you see. Under the pretext of extending mercy, he played with the life of Chitraketu Prabhu. I am sorry to say that.
Tomorrow's verse deals with that. That's what I mentioned. Because now, Angiraji has started talking to Chitraketu. He has introduced himself and he has told his purpose of coming. And he will tell him, when last time I came, why did I do what I did? So I should not break the surprise.
Okay, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.